You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Basically, bosses are wandering around kind of just ignorant to how everyone's feeling. Bosses think that 9 out of 10 people at work are just loving life. Life is good. Everything's fantastic. 9 out of 10 of you are doing all right. But it turns out it's like the opposite. 9 out of 10 people hate being there. And bosses have no idea. And they're trying to boost morale now, I guess, at a lot of these places, trying to keep people happy. And I've always laughed because you know when employers have basically given up. It's this joke that's gone around for many years online. When you get the pizza party at work, it's essentially bosses just throwing their hands up and saying, this is what employees want. They don't want raises. They don't want a better office. They don't want anything else. They need
more
the
PTO.
Pizza party. And everyone's grievances are supposed to be brushed under the rug and they should all disappear if every once in a while your employer gives you a pizza party.
It's brushed under
it's
the pepperoni joke. Is what
it's
it is.
It's such a joke, yes. So you know if you're at one of those places, it's probably time to start looking. Ron wrote in on my Facebook. He says, the one way that my company is trying to boost morale, they have a basket with a lid on it. First one to arrive and last one to leave gets to reach in every day and pull out one of two things. So you could, he said it could be a candy bar, it could be a $25 Amazon gift card. I've seen a pack of socks, free burger coupons, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of a boost to get there early and to stay late.
Well, hold on a second. But that's not a morale boost.
It is a little bit.
No, it's
You're
not.
You're getting a little trinket.
If there's like 50 people there, then whoever shows up first is going to get something. Whoever leaves last, I mean, just hanging out so you can get whatever. And the other 48 people don't get anything.
It encourages you to get to work early and work late.
I'm not denying that, but that's not the same thing as a morale boost. That's for the boss. That's not for the employees.
Well, I don't know. I think if you get there first and you reach your hand in and you get like a big old Amazon gift card, you're like, man, it's great to work here.
And what do the other 49 people in the office say?
I better try harder tomorrow to get there earlier.
This is a boost for the boss to try to convince people to work more hours for the same amount of pay. That's not a morale
Very
boost.
Well could be.
Who sent that in?
Ron. I just deleted it.
Come on, Ron.
Krista said they've launched this thing called Bonusly, where we give points to our colleagues for whatever reason we want, and they can get redeemed for gift cards.
Okay.
She says it's actually super cool.
I like that.
That one's
kind of similar
good.
To our BIC thing that we do at our meetings.
Yes. Yeah. Best
similar,
in class.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a thing where they hand out BIC pens, B-I-C, and they say it stands for best in class. So if you do something that's above and beyond, then somebody else in the meeting can say, you know, I want to point out that Laura worked a little bit extra hard on this project, so Laura, I'm giving you a BIC.
And you got to do it in front of everybody and acknowledge your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice feeling. It makes the meetings go way too long, but it's a nice feeling.
The only time is it got abused once. For about a stretch of about 6 months where people were just doing BICs, and I'm not making this up, they would say, you know, I was walking down the hall and Ryan walked past the other direction and gave me a big smile and said, hope you have a great day. So I want to give him a, and I'm like, wait a minute.
What?
Is that going above and beyond to
smiles
be pleasant?
Get acknowledgement? Well, I guess.
Right. It's like, you're just being pleasant. I hope that's not above and beyond.
Well.
Oh, my God. That's funny. All right. So what else? What other ways people are boosting morale in the office?
Popcorn Fridays. Somebody just texted in. You know what? We're supposed to be getting a coffee bar here. They've been talking about this for months. This is their way to boost morale. We've got this new radio station that we moved into, and they have a designated huge counter area that they have said right here will be the coffee bar. No coffee bar yet.
Let me see. We moved in December, January, February, March, April. So 4 months.
Still no coffee bar. What's up with that?
Who's responsible for it? You know, the thing
Arkansas
is, the
Brandon.
Coffee bar to me is just going to mean more work for Tick, our office manager.
Because
people will be slobs, and she's just going to have to work hard to keep it straightened. And
this
all
is
that
up to Arkansas Brandon, who I've talked about many times on this show.
Oh, forget it.
Our twangy sales guy, Arkansas
He's responsible
Brandon.
For the coffee bar?
He's responsible. He's like, I'm still working on it. Wendy says, our company alternates every Friday. 1 week breakfast provided, the next week lunch provided. I organize it, so we always have something great, says Wendy. Mmm, who wants paninis? That's kind of nice. I like that. Get breakfast and lunch. That's good. Well, it's up there with free food, like pizza, but...
Free food is always... But free food, you know...
I guess.
In all the surveys, people do say, like, I'd like more money and I'd like more PTO, but if I'm not going to get that, feed me.
Yeah.
And have free beverages. Those are the things in surveys that employees say they want.
Sean says we had Spirit Week. Oh, hells no. Is that like going back to high school where it's like Monday's pajama day and, you know, Tuesday's old time movie day? And
we've got Spirit. Yes, we do. We've got Spirit. How about you?
No.
For a while there, about 10 years ago, had somebody that they plucked from the staff and they designated them the
fun captain.
The fun captain. Was that it?
Yeah, that was short lived.
Like Emily from our show was the fun captain for a while.
Short lived.
It didn't last long.
Ken says they put napping pods in at my office. We can all have a 45-minute nap every day. Boys, you'd be surprised how much this has changed attitudes. Well, I guess.
Interesting.
Well-rested.
It's a big thing over in Asia, right? That they, in Japan, don't they have a bunch of napping pods?
It's nap time, yeah.
Christina says we're all mostly remote workers. My manager lives in California, and some weeks I never hear from her. Zero morale boost on office. Look, I got to tell you, for many people, if you don't hear from the boss for weeks, that's a morale
boost. That's great. Don't complain about that at all.
I can't believe Christina's like, I need more oversight.
Tell me how good I'm doing.
Christina, count your blessings.
Yeah.
Let's take a couple of calls and see what people have to say. Jenna, how are they boosting morale at your office?
It's not that they are. They're trying. It's actually where I used to work and where my husband works. They provide lunch every Friday, and it's from somewhere different. But I swear it's only to the fact that fire the boss's daughter.
Oh, your phone's cutting out so bad. They need to fire the boss's daughter?
Like every third word. Okay, hold on.
Not going to happen. All right, snacks
the phone's
every
cutting out,
Friday.
Jenna.
Darn it.
Okay, but lunch every Friday. I mean,
if it's a decent place, yeah.
I would be grateful for that.
I'm down.
I mean, when we have meetings sometimes, they will cater those. And, I mean, it's always nice.
Very.
It doesn't have to be like five star. I mean, if you bring in, you know, Chipotle or Chick-fil-A or whatever, we're happy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay.
I would be grateful for this stuff. Here's Chad. Chad, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
Super duper.
How are they boosting morale at your office, Chad?
Yeah, so it's kind of in the same realm as the gentleman who wrote on Jeremy's Facebook about the point system, but it's more than just everyone kind of giving each other points. They also do these little themed morale boosters throughout the month, like five or six times. So, like, they'll find random holidays and they'll do like little trivia quizzes, and you know, if you get those, you get those points so you can have something fun to do during the day. They did something big for March Madness where they had us fill out a work-related bracket, and then the winners got these points that you could redeem for gift cards. So they're trying their best to do things that make the workday a little more fun.
Hey, today's National Jelly Bean Day, just so you know, just in case it comes up at work today. I want you to get some points. All right.
I would say good idea. That's good to know. Maybe they'll do one of those, like, how many jelly beans are in the jar thing or something like that.
Oh, that's a reason to go into work, for sure.
That's a good one. You know what else you could do with jelly beans? Is it Jelly Bellies, the ones that are, like, the 100 different flavors or whatever?
Uh-huh.
You could do blind taste test with people, and they have to eat the jelly bean and tell you what flavor it is.
Hopefully you get the sour
one. I like that. Yeah, I would say don't get the ones from Harry Potter. That would probably be bad.
The ones that taste like boogers and stuff? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chad, so glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. Have a terrific, terrific day.